Good morning, beauties. How are we all today? This is Jem on the Borderfly podcast this morning, and today we're going to be talking about removing the expectation.
Welcome to the Borderfly podcast for women who are learning to love themselves first. Here's your host, Jem C.
Good morning, guys. How are we all today? I have literally just woken up and made myself a coffee, and I wanted to have a nice lay in this morning and relax, but I just have suddenly all this inspiration to share this with you, so I thought I would jump on and record it. And stemming off yesterday's podcast, obviously about doing the work, it is pretty relevant. But just a little backstory. Basically, last night I went to dancing. Now, I haven't been to dancing for 5 or 6 years, and it was actually a big part of my life for about 15 years, and it has definitely been playing on my mind lately. And long story short, I ended up taking the plunge, going to do a dance class, and as much as I loved it, I was very out of whack after so long off, but that's okay. I've just got to keep, you know, that consistency up and it will get better. But basically, I couldn't help but have those doubtful thoughts of maybe it's not for me anymore. What am I doing? I'm out of my depths, etc. You know, that real place of just thinking you suck. And then I sort of looked at it from an outside perspective and thought, well, hang on a second. You know, if you want to be someone or something, are you acting as that person would? So my writing has really become quite great because I write every day. My training, I have managed to be able to lift great numbers in my training because I train most days of the week and aim to lift heavier. So again, it's just getting in there and doing the work to obviously see yourself progress and succeed. But I think the biggest downfall for me was that I expected to still be great, and that expectation left me feeling a little disappointed. And of course, then that was why I went back to that place of what if, not good enough, this sucks, blah, blah, blah. Yet dancing played a really big role in my life. Probably for about 15 years, 16 years, I danced and I loved it. I, you know, was somewhat always front, center, side stage. It brought me to life. It was my place of expression, and to just feel the music and flow, it was just like, I loved it. Like, I can't explain it. And hopefully you all have something like that, that really makes you come to life. And besides obviously nightclubs and just being an idiot in my house while I'm cleaning, you know, with the music playing in the background, I haven't actually physically walked into a dance studio and performed on a dance floor in a very long time. So having that expectation of still being able to just walk in and be amazing really let me down. And that was myself letting myself down in that respect. And funnily enough, the other day, my girlfriend actually said to me, from a comment I made, she said, "You need to take expecting out of your vocabulary." And at first I was a bit like, hang on, you're my best friend, you're not supposed to tell me shit like that. But it was such a good point. And I go through a lot of my days expecting things. And so when they don't happen, of course I feel a bit like the day was worthless. But no day is ever worthless. Every day counts. And it was all over the fact that I said, oh, you know, I was expecting it to rain today because it was a little bit grey and cloudy, and it didn't. So here we are. She was like, you need to take expecting out of your vocab. And I thought, you know what? As hard as that was to read, she was right. And that's why I wanted to share with you about removing expectations. So expectations are definitely the things that leave us disappointed, basically. The more we expect. And I do this a lot, very subconsciously. I like to think that because I put in a little bit of effort here and there, that I'm going to get the be-all, end-all outcome. But a lot of the time it takes a little bit more effort than that. You know, you can hope, wish, dream, put in the actions, But at the end of the day, if you hold on to an expectation, a bit like giving and receiving, you know, if you lend someone something and or if you offer someone something and you expect that same gift or better in return, and you don't get it, you're going to probably be a little bit resentful of that person. But if you intentionally give with your heart without the expectation of receiving, that's when you usually do receive tenfold. And that's just universal law. And again, it's one of those things that as much as we say the quotes and we know it, it's actually implementing the steps and acting accordingly is where we find the results. So that's all I wanted to touch on this morning. Obviously, always addressing it around my own personal experience because I like to be authentic in that respect. And as I said, I'd like to encourage you guys to know that I'm not speaking from a higher expertise here. I am literally learning as I go. And again, it's not having any expectation of how you guys take this podcast. Obviously, my idea is to just put it out there, share my experience, and hopefully it ignites something in you. And so you get that same achievement that I have from these day-to-day experiences. So just remember to go through your days, chase your goals, and dream big. Like, there is nothing wrong with wanting the best for your life. It is your life, and to be balanced and have your life by design, you just need to put in the effort. Regardless of all this, am I going to go back and dance again? Absolutely, because regardless that I was scared and all the rest, and as much as I felt like I sucked, it was a little bit rusty, that was just a given. It was my expectation of being better than that kept me nervous, fearful, and that's why I just couldn't loosen up and get into the group. But that's okay, because now I know I just have to go back and do it again and again and again until I get my rhythm back. And I know I will, because I have done it before. It's just a matter of doing the work. You know, if you want to be a dancer, you have to dance. If you want to be a writer, you have to write. If you want to be a chef, you have to cook. It's following the daily actions every single day and keeping that consistency that's going to yield the results for you. But you have to not hold that expectation of it happening straight away. You just have to let it unfold naturally. And that's also another thing I'm doing with these podcasts. So, you know, everything falls into place. But I want to wish everyone an amazing day. I'm going to go back to my coffee in bed now that I've got that all off my chest. And I will speak to you soon. Thank you for tuning in to the Born to Fly podcast. For more information and inspiration, you can head over to my website at www.first-loveyourself.com.